Welcome to Friendly Connection. I'm your host, Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
I pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
I heard a story about a man who was driving down the road, going to church. It was a winding road, and as he rounded one corner, a rabbit ran out in front of him, and it left him no time. He hit the brakes as hard as he could, but unfortunately, he ran right into that rabbit. He stops the car. He jumps out. The rabbit is unconscious there in the road. He says, I've got to get this rabbit veterinary help. And another car pulls up along about the time he's reaching for his cell phone, and a well-dressed man who every hair is in place, very confident, gets out and says, what in the world's going on here? The man said, this rabbit just ran out in front of me. I couldn't stop in time. I've hit it. I'm trying to get it veterinary help. The man thought for a minute and went to his car, and he came back with a little bottle of spray. And he bent down and he sprayed a little bit of the spray on the rabbit. And all of a sudden, the rabbit came to life, ran about 30 feet into the woods, turned around, looked at the two men, and waved. Ran about 30 more feet, turned around, looked at the two men, and waved. This kept going on till the two men couldn't see the rabbit any longer. And the man who had hit the rabbit by mistake said, what in the world was in that spray? And the other man, the well-dressed man, with every hair in place, said it was hairspray. I love it. We could just stop right there. I hadn't even got to the punchline yet. It's hairspray. Hairspray with instant hair restorer and permanent wave. I'm so glad that you guys are like me. You're easily amused. God is good. And as silly as that little story about resurrection is, Paul was facing something very similar when he was talking to the church at Corinth about bodily resurrection, about even the fact that we would live with God. There were many in Corinth who thought there was no resurrection. They didn't believe in that. Then there were others who had questions and concern. Many scholars think that Paul wrote to Corinth in the spring of 57 AD. And so this would be 20, 25 years, even after Jesus' resurrection. And many in the church had questions. Well, what about those who have fallen asleep since Jesus? How about those who have been martyred for the faith? What are they going to look like when they're resurrected from the dead? You know, I never really thought about that. I understand, I guess, through 2,000 years of hindsight that God is restoring us to something better. But of course, the early church didn't have the scriptures that we have now. They didn't have the hindsight that we have now. So I could understand why there could be some concern and some question and some head scratching over this idea of exactly what will we look like when we're resurrected. So Paul wants to address that. So as we've been thinking about resurrection power and the resurrection of Christ from death to die no more, I invite you to look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll be looking at verses 35 through 49. But some will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? You foolish people. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And what you sow is not the body that is to be, but a bare kernel, perhaps of wheat or some other grain. But God gives it a body as he has chosen. For and to each kind of flesh, its own body. For not all flesh is the same. But there is one kind for humans, another kind for animals, another for birds, another for fish. There are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is of one kind, and the glory of the earthly is of another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For stars differs from the star in glory. So is it when the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. It is sown in dishonor, and it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, and it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, and is raised a spiritual body. For there is a natural body that is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being, and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the natural, and then the spiritual. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust, and the second man is from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also are those who are of the dust. And as is the man of heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the man of heaven. So I want to share with you three thoughts that come to me when I read this passage of Scripture. The first thought is this: the resurrection reveals that we live beyond the here and now. I hear so many people say, live for today, as if there are no consequences to that. No, it's more than just now. It's more than just this moment. Yes, we're in eternity now, absolutely. But the best part is yet to come. God has great things for us when we know Christ and the free pardon of sin, when we've been born anew, born again because of Christ's work. We already start something of a resurrection process. We are becoming new day in and day out. The resurrection reveals the purpose for our existence. That's my second thought when I read what Paul has written, that the resurrection reveals our purpose. Our purpose is to become more like Christ, to have his character. You know, the butterfly takes on a new character. It's no longer a caterpillar, it's something new. Spring is no longer winter, it takes on a new character. And in Christ, we are to take on his character. And in this life, we are to demonstrate and mirror him in everything that we do. And the third and final thought this morning is this: it reveals the destiny of our existence. Our natural bodies are made for this natural earth, for what we encounter. But we understand from Scripture that the flesh cannot hold up in God's presence. We can see just a little bit from Moses' life, just a little bit of God's glory that he got. It changed his whole countenance. But think, to be in God's presence in our spirit and our fleshly bodies, it just wouldn't hold up. So just like God's given us this fleshly body for this portion of eternity, he has a glorified, something more glorified than what we could ever think or imagine for the next part of our eternity. So the resurrection reveals the destiny of our existence. And the destiny of our existence is to take on the image of Christ. I do believe that starts in this life. But we can't really take on the image of Christ fully until we exit these bodies of flesh and we are like him in glory. What a magnificent thought. What a magnificent assurance that is to each and every believer. If you've never trusted Christ, you've never made Him Lord and Savior of your life, trust the Christ of Calvary. Trust the work that He has done for you and for me at Calvary. Believe, and you too can have a resurrected body.
I hope you'll join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.